And welcome to the Daily Pod on WRBI. It's Jim Williams with a special sports edition for you because we had local honored last week as the Player of the Week in the Ohio River Valley Conference for girls high school basketball. And that is junior Sophie Sullivan of the Jacksonville Eagles. And Sophie, welcome to WRBI.
Thank you.
Give us an idea as to how your season's gone so far, and with the 10-2 record the Eagles have, how you racked up the numbers to get this fine honor. And we'll go through some of those numbers in a minute.
Our season has gone really well. I feel like we're playing really well as a team together. We have some great leaders in the forms of our seniors, Julia Meyer, Kaylin Heiners, and Reagan Hughes. Those girls have been really beneficial for a lot of us, for us juniors and the younger classmen. We only lost one senior last year, so all of us have had pretty good experience playing on varsity, and we've had a lot of minutes over the past year or two. I just say, all together, we're playing really, really well. We made a pretty deep run in the postseason last year, and I think we've kind of just picked off pretty well where we left off, and I think that we're just doing a really great job of reading each other and just playing to the best of our abilities.
Well, you really are, Sophie, and congratulations on the 10-2 mark so far. And let me run down some of the figures that got you this ORVC Player of the Week honor. Over just two games, you racked up 25 points, stole the ball eight times, you pulled down six rebounds, although I understand you're not all that tall, and you dished off six assists to your teammates as well. It seems like you are one of the more complete players in any of the leagues we cover. You feel like you have well-rounded skills?
This year, truthfully, if I'm going to be honest, I don't feel like I'm the most well-rounded player, at least not in previous seasons. This year, however, I feel like I've just kind of picked things up a little better in the scoring region and things like that. I haven't really always been the most consistent scorer over the years, but I feel like this year things are just kind of clicking, and I have my teammates to thank for that as well. They do a really good job of passing the ball around and making sure everybody gets hit pretty even. So I would say that's just kind of a newer thing this year, if I'm going to be honest. I'm more defensively coordinated than I would say offensively.
Absolutely, and great to give the credit to your teammates for putting all this together. And again, the 10-2 record for the Eagles is really impressive. I can hardly wait for my first chance to see you ladies in a game. So give us an idea, Sophie, as to where you think the ball club is going this year. Like you said, it's pretty well-rounded, but you are certainly one of the leaders and very senior-like as a junior, I understand. So where are the Eagles headed the rest of this season?
Well, I appreciate that. And for the rest of this season, I can see us going as far, if not farther, as we did last season. This year, even more, we play so well together as a team. We're really understanding and reading what the best thing to do in tight situations, or whether we have a lead and we want to hold on to it. Our coaches, we have a great coaching staff. They've done a really great job of us preparing us for all these situations. Everyone works so incredibly hard in practice. I think that we'll make a pretty good run again in the postseason this year if we just continue to play like we have been and work like we have been.
And tell us about your coaches, Sophie, how they have led you girls in the right direction to really put it all together here in 23-24.
Well, for us, we are extremely fortunate for the coaching staff that we have. Of course, you know, we have Scott Smith, Indiana basketball legend. It's just very fortunate with that one. A lot of the state team winners, such as Lily Simon, Kayla Bowling, and Rosie Newhart, they have all returned back as part of our coaching staff, and that is so fortunate. We are so fortunate for that because they have that experience and understanding. They've been in our, you know, shoes before, and they just have so much knowledge of the game and are great leaders and have really made an amazing impact on us. And then, of course, we have our coach Anthony. He was Waldron's old coach a few years back. He does a really great job of helping us, especially on the defensive side of things. And I know that he's helped me a lot personally this year. He's been a really great addition to our team. So we are very, very, very fortunate with the coaching staff that we have.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome to the Daily Pod on WRBI. It's Jim Williams with a special sports edition for you because we had local honored last week as the player of the week in the Ohio River Valley Conference for girls high school basketball. And that is junior Sophie Sullivan of the Jacksonville Eagles. And Sophie, welcome to WRBI.
Thank you.
Give us an idea as to how your season's gone so far, and with the 10-2 record the Eagles have, how you racked up the numbers to get this fine honor. And we'll go through some of those numbers in a minute.
Our season has gone really well. I feel like we're playing really well as a team together. We have some great leaders in the forms of our seniors, Julia Meyer, Kaylin Heiners, and Reagan Hughes. Those girls have been really beneficial for a lot of us, for us juniors and the younger classmen. We only lost one senior last year, so all of us have had pretty good experience playing on varsity, and we've had a lot of minutes over the past year or two. I just say, all together, we're playing really, really well. We made a pretty deep run in the postseason last year, and I think we've kind of just picked off pretty well where we left off, and I think that we're just doing a really great job of reading each other and just playing to the best of our abilities.
Well, you really are, Sophie, and congratulations on the 10-2 mark so far. And let me run down some of the figures that got you this ORVC Player of the Week honor. Over just two games, you racked up 25 points, stole the ball eight times, you pulled down six rebounds, although I understand you're not all that tall, and you dished off six assists to your teammates as well. It seems like you are one of the more complete players in any of the leagues we cover. You feel like you have well-rounded skills?
This year, truthfully, if I'm going to be honest, I don't feel like I'm the most well-rounded player, at least not in previous seasons. This year, however, I feel like I've just kind of picked things up a little better in the scoring region and things like that. I haven't really always been the most consistent scorer over the years, but I feel like this year things are just kind of clicking, and I have my teammates to thank for that as well. They do a really good job of passing the ball around and making sure everybody gets hit pretty even. So I would say that's just kind of a newer thing this year, if I'm going to be honest. I'm more defensively coordinated than I would say offensively.
Absolutely, and great to give the credit to your teammates for putting all this together. And again, the 10-2 record for the Eagles is really impressive. I can hardly wait for my first chance to see you ladies in a game. So give us an idea, Sophie, as to where you think the ball club is going this year. Like you said, it's pretty well-rounded, but you are certainly one of the leaders and very senior-like as a junior, I understand. So where are the Eagles headed the rest of this season?
Well, I appreciate that. And for the rest of this season, I can see us going as far, if not farther, as we did last season. This year, even more, we play so well together as a team. We're really understanding and reading what the best thing to do in tight situations, or whether we have a lead and we want to hold on to it. Our coaches, we have a great coaching staff. They've done a really great job of us preparing us for all these situations. Everyone works so incredibly hard in practice. I think that we'll make a pretty good run again in the postseason this year if we just continue to play like we have been and work like we have been.
And tell us about your coaches, Sophie, how they have led you girls in the right direction to really put it all together here in 23-24.
Well, for us, we are extremely fortunate for the coaching staff that we have. Of course, you know, we have Scott Smith, Indiana basketball legend, just very fortunate with that one. A lot of the state team winners, such as Lily Simon, Kayla Bowling, and Rosie Newhart, they have all returned back as part of our coaching staff, and that is so fortunate. We are so fortunate for that because they have that experience and understanding. They've been in our, you know, shoes before, and they just have so much knowledge of the game and are great leaders and have really made an amazing impact on us. And then, of course, we have our coach, Anthony. He was Waldron's old coach a few years back. he does a really great job of helping us, especially on the defensive side of things. And I know that he's helped me a lot personally this year. He's been a really great addition to our team. So we are very, very, very fortunate with the coaching staff that we have.
It does seem like a package that's all coming together with both the adults and the teens on this JCD Eagles squad. And we're talking to Sophie Sullivan, Player of the Week in the ORVC for girls basketball here on the Daily Pod on WRBI. And Sophie, as you continue into this rest of the season, getting the 2024 segment going, what are some of the games that you Eagles are looking forward to that may really make a statement for you?
I feel like we've played a lot of those games already this year. We started out with pretty tough competition. Our first game of the season was against Greensburg. We've played Batesville, a lot of teams that we'll be facing in the sectionals, such as Oldenburg and South Decatur, and, of course, our rivals, such as South Ripley. But I think our biggest focus, especially for the postseason, is going to be that state team, Lanesville. They were an incredible team, and, of course, they defeated us in the semi-state last year. I think they're going to be our really big focus going again into the postseason this year. I know we've been preparing for them all season long, all over the summer. We recently just got back from our holiday tourney in Richmond. We played some really big 4A schools up there. So I feel like we've played a lot of our really important and really vital games already in the season, and we've done remarkably well. For the postseason, I think Lanesville is going to be that game that we're really going to focus on.
So Lanesville is the game for Jacksonville fans and, well, basketball fans in general to watch out for. And is that going to be at your place or at Lanesville?
We don't play them in the regular season, but we most likely will see them in the postseason just because they have a pretty good returning team as well. I think that's just going to be the game that people are going to have to look forward to here if we make a good run in the postseason again.
A neutral court somewhere sounds like the ticket to buy for sure. And so, Sophie, as Player of the Week, I'm sure Coach Smith is very proud of all of you girls, but it's really nice to have a standout like yourself representing a ball club, whichever gender and whichever school you're with. And it sounds like you're really humble and grounded about all this. You feel like you've got that great background from your parents, and it sounds like the coaches are lending to that as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, I definitely have to give credit where credit is due to my parents. They're great, amazing people. They've done a wonderful job raising me. My coaches as well, our coaching staff, as I mentioned, we're really fortunate to have them, and they have been great role models for us and have led us very well and have led me personally very well over the years.
Well, I know we're going to pick up some Eagles games later in the season. Sophie, what are the next couple for you that fans should be really paying attention to?
I know that we play Lawrenceburg here soon. I'm sure that will be a really good game to watch, as well as Rising Sun. Rising Sun has some pretty athletic girls this year, I've heard. We'll play South Ripley again, which will always be a great game to watch because they are our rivals. I would say those would be the biggest games to watch out for here later in the season.
It's a pretty good lineup, it sounds like. And, of course, it certainly helps me being the new guy in town. I can definitely star some of those games on our schedule as well. Well, Sophie Sullivan, we sure are glad to be able to chat with you. And congratulations again on ORVC Player of the Week. It's not everybody that gets this, and you have the skills out there, certainly, and some great teammates as well. You could pull this off again by the end of the season.
I hope we do. I really hope we do.
That's Sophie Sullivan, the ORVC Player of the Week in the last part of 2023. That's your Daily Pod. I'm Jim Williams on Country 103.9 WRBI, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.